2,000 celebrate as news of the Senator's death reaches Federation space. Good evening, I'm Teddy Ride.
Hello, Randy Berger.
Joyful celebrations across all of the federal systems as it's confirmed that Hanks Duval was assassinated during his own wedding ceremony.
The stabbing came during part of the ceremony when the priest asked if anyone had any reason why these two people should not be joining holy matrimony. And an orderly queue was then formed. The question, obviously too hard for most people, but one high-ranking official was heard saying, I'll take a stab at that.
The high-ranking official at the rear of the line then took the holy matrimony to a more literal realization as he attempted to make a number of holes in the Emperor before starting a chant, I'm fast, you're dead, there's a knife stuck in your head. He was shot dead, decapitated, and electrocuted by the Emperor's bodyguards. Guests of the ceremony then took turns urinating on the Emperor's assassin. One member of the Senate, believed to be from the Prism system, even tried to catapult him.
The Emperor has long been a fashion setter for the Imperial, and several high-ranking Imperial families are now sporting the now-in-fashion stab holes through various body parts, accessorized by silver-plated knives.
The Senator was rushed away for emergency treatment, but unfortunately he died before they could attempt to make him less of an arsehole. The funeral will probably be a massively boring affair, but FDTV will be running a special edition of It's a Knockout, where teams wearing huge inflatable Imperial Senator outfits will attempt to reenact the successful assassination.
Now, we have breaking news. Aisling Duval has flashed her naked up reported as she attempted to get into a vehicle. We can now confirm the rug matches the curtains. And that's all for now. We now return you to your previously scheduled program when Squee goes bad. I'm Randy Berger.
And I'm Teddy Ride. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night-night.